Although Naomi Jacobson's goals include improving education, strengthening social and human services, and cleaning up the environment, she says a decade in the Illinois House has changed her.
I think it's made me a much stronger person, probably a better advocate for what my constituents believe are important, and, you know, what I believe is important.
Jacobson's opponent, Robert Meister, owns Menachie's, an Italian restaurant in Champaign. As a business owner, Meister says there's a perspective he can bring to politics that's missing. Meister says after the 2008 recession, Illinois made it a lot tougher for small business owners by raising the minimum wage. At $8.25, Illinois' minimum wage is a dollar higher than the federal rate. Meister says increasing it will force small business owners to lay people off.
If Chicago legislators pass a minimum wage based on the cost of living in Chicago, somebody that lives down in Carbondale, Illinois, is never going to be able to provide their 15 and 16-year-old employees with $9.25 an hour to scoop ice cream. It's just not going to work. That business will close.
Jacobson says before she can support raising the minimum wage, she wants to know exactly how it would impact the state's economy.
Probably if it's going to be considered, it even needs to be considered on a graduated level. Implementing increments and in steps.
Jacobson says to help reduce Illinois' deficit and place the state in a better position to meet its pension obligations, she introduced a House joint resolution to create a progressive income tax.
If we were to have a progressive income tax, people of the lower income would pay actually a lower amount, and the very wealthy would, yes, they would pay more. But a lot of my constituents, even those who would be affected by that, say, yes, that's the right way to go.
Meanwhile, Meister says he wouldn't support any tax hike, but would push for an audit of state government to get rid of agencies that he thinks aren't needed, like the Illinois Liquor Control Commission.
Every single city has its own liquor commissioner. It's usually the mayor. But right now, every business that wants to serve alcohol also has to worry about the state and the city. And you're literally paying twice for the same service. It makes no sense.
Meister says when it comes down to it, business owners aren't looking for additional tax breaks or a higher minimum wage, but evidence of Illinois' financial stability. He claims if he lived anywhere else in the country, he would have 3 or 4 restaurants by now. One way Jacobson would like to see the unemployment rate driven down is through more investments in career readiness programs and higher education, whether that's 4-year universities or community colleges. She worries there's a funding gap for education in Illinois. She says the state's over-reliance on property taxes and financing schools gives wealthier communities an unfair advantage.
All youngsters throughout the state deserve the best education that they can have. We just saw, you know, the city of Chicago be on strike. Will all of that result in a better education for the youngsters? I hope a lot of it does.
Meister says he would do away with unfunded mandates affecting school districts. He also says there should be more of an emphasis on career readiness.
We need to push for higher education, but we need to make sure that students know that that doesn't have to be a 4-year college, that that doesn't have to be a degree, that doesn't they don't have to be a lawyer or a doctor, that if they just want to get further education at Parkland to be a pipe fitter, that's a good life too.
For his political life, Meister says 6 years in office is enough to, as he puts it, right some wrongs. Jacobson, meanwhile, hasn't set a time frame for when she'll leave politics. She says after 10 years, she still loves the job and has more that she wants to accomplish. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.